It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
How did your vacation get ruined? 312-946-4995. Kyle is back from his annual ski trip.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle, you were telling us off air that your trip kind of, you know, hit a snag.
Wasn't the best because of weather.
Oh, that'll get you sometimes.
Especially when, you know, your whole trip is planned around doing stuff outside. So day one, fog everywhere. Could not really see, like, about 10 feet in front of you.
And I've never been skiing before, but that's like, I feel like that's kind of important.
Yeah, you know, when it's a thing where you're basically controlled falling and you can't see in front of you, pretty tough.
Oh my gosh.
Day two was a little bit better, but like in the afternoon, it was, visibility was cut because there was snow coming down, so it was just a little tougher. And then day three, our final day, it was just like pounding rain at the bottom of the mountain.
Oh,
if you went higher up, it was snow, but it was like too wet to really like really work. So it was just like, we called it early because we all got soaked and the snow was terrible.
Ew.
And we were talking about it because Haley's friends have been doing this trip for about 8 years now. And this was the first time their trip had ever been really affected by bad weather this much.
Yeah. Okay, so that is a good question then. How did your vacation get ruined? Because that reminds me of when I took a trip to Mexico. I left. My friends had a longer trip. I was staying for 3 days. They stayed for seven.
Yeah.
And I left and a hurricane came.
Oh, no.
And it ruined the hotel, and they had to go stay in a gymnasium for two days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
There was a time when I went down to Gulf Shores, Alabama for spring break, and my friends and I were just so excited to get on the beach. We, like, immediately, like, parked, went out. We're having a good time. We all forgot to put sunscreen on, so guess who was sunburned for three straight days afterwards?
Yeah, that can make you sick.
It did. One of my friends actually got sick because of it. So our vacation after that was like everybody putting t-shirts on to go to the beach.
That's the worst.
Even that would hurt. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
312-946-4995. How did your vacation get ruined? Again, 312-946-4995.
Who has this not happened to at some point?
Yeah, right.
Everyone, seriously.
Yeah, we've all had a vacation ruined at some point. 312-946-4995. Maura and Mokina.
All right, so how did your vacation get ruined?
So we were in a cabin up in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and they were having brush fires up there. So they called us. We were already down in the town. They called us and said we had evacuated. I said, we already left. We're down having breakfast. And then they called later in the afternoon telling us that we couldn't go back to the cabin.
Oh, my gosh.
The fires weren't under control, so we stayed in a hotel. And then the next day, we got the call that our cabin burned to the ground.
Oh my gosh.
You're kidding me. What in the heck?
No, it was, all we had was the clothes on our back and our wallets because we had no idea.
Oh my gosh. So wait, how deep into the trip was this?
Our third day in, and we were supposed to be there for six.
Oh my.
When was this?
It was 2 years ago.
Oh, it wasn't that long ago. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah. How did you make the best of things?
We stayed in a hotel for two nights, and then we just cut our trip short and came home and had to file all the insurance claims and whatnot.
Oh,
that is so wild. Did you lose anything like of real, like, dire importance?
No, it's just like electronics, like a new bike. I mean, believe it or not, it was like $18,000 claim.
Wow.
That's nuts.
We had to file our insurance through our homeowner's insurance, but it was free. You never realize how much you pack on a road trip.
Yeah, right.
You lose it all.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Did you lose your car?
No, we did not. The neighbors next door, though, they left their car up there and they lost their car.
Oh, jeez. Oh, well, Maura, look, the best news about this is that you're here to tell the story about it. You know, like, you guys yourselves are safe. You know, everything else is just material.
Very true.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that story. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tracy and Wheeling.
How did your vacation get ruined?
Well, we were on our last day, and this was back around the end of COVID, and we had to get tested before getting on the plane. We had our last day there, so we went to get tested. And as my husband was getting tested and they took the swab out, I heard him sneeze. So I went to go grab a Kleenex. And by the time I turned around, he had passed out, hit the floor, which was not carpeted, in front of me, passed out cold. I guess it can happen from the swabbing.
It can?
But he started bleeding. Yeah, it's so rare. And, of course, I was, like, Googling it on the plane ride home, and it does happen. And he had cracked his head open, and we had to go to the hospital there. The hotel was wonderful. They got us over there. He did not need stitches, thankfully.
Oh my gosh.
We went back to the hotel, and our beach chairs were still there. They were still on hold. And we sat down. We finally ordered a drink. And just started bawling my eyes out.
Aww. Oh. Well, yeah. I mean, that's stressful.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. He's never been sick. He's never spent a day in the hospital, and he just didn't know what it was. He had no idea what happened, what's going on. And I said, "You sneezed."
You sneezed.
You sneezed. Yeah. That was it. You sneezed,
it was a
and
violent
you were down.
Sneeze. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad everything's okay.
Thank you. Yes, he is, but yeah. It wasn't the best way to end a trip.
No, I guess not. I can only imagine. Jeez. My goodness.
Well, thank you so much for calling and sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Go-